Oh, it's a beautiful day in downtown Jersey City. A perfect, perfect northeasterly wind and 70 degrees, perfect weather for competitive hopscotch. Andy Breckman, are you with me?
I'm right here, buddy. We have the hopscotch board.
I can barely hear you, Andy.
What should I do about that?
Talk right into the microphone. Are you talking into the microphone marked Andy?
Yes.
Okay.
Is this a little better?
Yeah, that's a little better.
Is there something? Do you have a knob called that says volume on it? Volume.
Well, there is a mixing board back there.
Wait, the mixing board in my room?
In your room.
What you mean? Something says up here. Should I hit
the
up button?
Yeah, and you're on channel number one. It's marked Andy.
Should I hit the up button?
No, just raise the volume a little bit at the very bottom of that first one marked Andy.
Raise the volume?
Yeah.
Do you mean on the microphone itself?
You know what? Never mind. Hold on. Matt Warwick, will you turn on your microphone?
Wait, and, I already wiped down this microphone. Am I going to be switching microphones?
No. Can you talk to Matt Warwick and set the stage for a moment?
I don't have much to say to him.
Well, he's got a lot to say to you.
So
me?
So Matt, can you hear me, buddy?
He can't hear you yet. Hang on a second.
We have a hopscotch board.
Oh, okay.
We have a hopscotch. Is it called a board? A court, I guess. A court.
Hello, Andy.
Hey, buddy. How are you?
I'm good.
We have a hopscotch court on the street in front of the station.
Yeah.
We have tokens to throw. That's part of the game. And we have an envelope with $100 cash inside, which is our prize money.
Yeah, and you said that if no one shows up, I can have that, right?
Yeah. Guess what we don't have, Matt? We have everything except what?
People.
People, yeah. Oh, wait. Here comes... Oh, wait. Okay, is that better?
It sounds pretty good. It can be a little louder.
Well, Ken just turned it up. God bless him. So, yeah, we do need people. We talked at length last week about our hopscotch tournament.
Here you go.
Hey, Kenny.
Yes, Andy.
Do you have a plan B in case if no one shows up?
No, there's no plan B. We have, Andy, we have some of the world's finest hopscotch players heading down to Montgomery Street.
What is the address here, exact address?
It's 43 Montgomery Street.
It's near Exchange Place.
Yes.
It's a couple blocks, I guess, west of Exchange Place.
Yeah, that's right.
Well, would you agree with this? If no one shows up by quarter after, no one.
No.
I go home.
No.
Yes.
I do not agree to that. No. A couple of the competitors came from Europe and they're stuck at the airport, but they are expected to make it here in time for the show.
Could you stop me from going home?
I can't. Well, I could lay down in front of your car.
That wouldn't stop me from going home.
Yeah, you're parked illegally in a U.S. Postal Service parking lot.
You laying down in front of my car means there would be a speed bump between here and my house.
Yes.
God, fine. You know, we got blinded by our success with our hippy-dippy pandemic parade.
Yeah, that was a huge success. We had about 40 cars coming by.
Yeah.
You know, the difference was that we really promoted the hell out of that one.
For more than 1 week.
Yeah, whereas hopscotch here, obviously competitive hopscotch, calling it the first annual WFMU Hopscotch Invitational might have been a strategic error. It might have scared people away.
Why? You mean they feel they were outclassed?
Yeah, I mean, competitive hopscotch is a vicious...
Right now, anyone that shows up, by default, will win.
Yes. Well, no, I mean, you know, if they complete level 10...
So this is the scene. I am I'm alone in Monty Hall, which I guess has been empty for a few weeks.
Well, for more than a few weeks, for about 2 months.
because of the virus.
Virus?
Yeah, I guess you don't read. I guess you're not as well read.
Yeah, which virus? What are you talking about?
I guess you're not a news junkie.
You're not really.
As wonky. No, you turn right to the comic page.
Yeah. Got to read Beetle Bailey.
I'm looking at a hopscotch board drawn on the street in front of Monty Hall. I'm alone. You are 20 feet away
in
your own doorway.
I'm sitting on the stoop of WFMU located at 43 Montgomery Street.
43 Montgomery Street near Exchange Place. And Matt, young Matt, is, God bless him, he's ready to host the games. He has the microphone. He's standing out there.
We're waiting for some of our competitors to arrive. I heard from Silke Eriksson, the famous Swedish hopscotch competitor. And she has made it through customs at JFK Airport and is on her way now in an Uber. So she's coming.
She might get here just in time to see me pull away over your prostrate body.
Well, I'm glad you said prostrate body because I won't be dead. I thought you were going to say over my dead body, but...
No, you won't be dead.
Yeah, not planning on dying unless you do drive over me.
So what percentage of people walking past here on Montgomery Street, are wearing masks?
I'd say 90%.
Yeah.
Here's a nice couple. They're taking a wide berth around Matt.
Yeah.
Matt does look infected. We do have a parking spot, by the way, right next to the hopscotch board.
We might as well rent that out, buddy.
And waiting for that van full of competitors to arrive, of course.
So she does not have a mask. Look at all these people in compliance.
She had a mask.
No, she did not.
She did not? It was wearing it on her chin?
She was wearing it on her chin. She was on the phone.
Yeah.
Hey, wait, I have this option. Oh, here's somebody that not wearing.
Yeah, he's not wearing a mask.
He's
an athlete. He doesn't have to wear a mask.
He gets a pass?
Yeah.
Wait, is this amplifier on?
Yeah, that amplifier is on.
Matt, can you confirm the amplifier's on? Oh, okay, great.
Yeah, man, let's
turn it up. So I have that option?
Yeah, we can turn it up.
So I can talk to people as they pass by.
Yes, there it is.
This is perfect. I'm inside.
Yes.
I'm behind glass. By the way, the best part about Monty Hall, I just realized, what's your favorite part of Monty Hall?
The popcorn machine.
Oh, that's a good answer. You know what my favorite part of Monty Hall is?
What?
As of 10 minutes ago? The lock on the door.
Why, are you locking yourself inside there?
Okay. So here's what's perfect. I'm inside. Ken is outside. We're keeping our COVID distance. But there's an amplifier that I can control, also outside. But people will think whatever I say is coming from Ken.
Oh, I'll just go inside then.
I bet I could get Matt Warlick beaten up. I bet you I can.
All right, well, I'm inside now.
We have 45 minutes left.
Am I allowed inside?
No, yeah, Matt can come inside as well.
Matt, this is a game. We've just changed the whole game. Hopscotch is old news. I can get Matt beaten up.
Well, you don't win the $100 if you get Matt beaten up.
No, I win a lot more than that.
Yeah, what exactly?
I win the thanks of a grateful nation. Hey, you. Hey, you.
I'm going to lay down.
No, so this is going to be great.
So I can't be seen at all.
Hold on.
Should we go over the hopscotch rules, Andy?
Yeah, you do that. You think you're better than me? Hey, you. I'm talking to you. You think you're better than me?
Matt will just come inside until we have our first competitor. Andy, we're playing strict Scandinavian rules.
Who are you talking to, Ken?
I'm talking to you.
Why? There's no one here.
We're on the air. You and me are on the air.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're having fun pretending to be a disembodied voice coming through a little guitar amplifier.
Yeah.
Yeah, good for you.
That's how I began my career.
Yeah. So, Andy, we are playing strict Scandinavian rules.
Why are you reviewing this? No one is coming.
Well, we do have a $100 cash bounty or prize for the first ever WFMU Hopscotch Invitational.
You're like the captain of the Titanic talking about bingo night tonight. Hey, you don't want to miss it. You don't want to miss bingo tonight in the main lounge.
Well, we're not sinking.
Yeah, we're not thinking, right. We're not thinking.
This is our last.
How is this different than thinking?
Scott Williams upstairs, Andy, says that you need to stay on mic.
Oh, fine. How's this?
Oh, now you've swallowed the mic.
Okay, fine. How's this?
That's fine. That's good.
Yeah.
But when you get away from the mic, I think you get confused maybe when you talk through the...
Well, I'm holding two microphones.
Amplifier mic, yeah.
That's enough to confuse anyone.
Matt Warwick is trying out the hopscotch board. But we are, Andy, we are playing strict Scandinavian rules, which means that we are doing away with the throwing of the willy. Now, as you know, the stone or the bottle cap that's used to mark the square in traditional hopscotch is known as a willy. And we are eliminating that because it's too easy for the willy to miss the square. So we are simply playing level by level, similar to how it would be done in track and field during, say, a high jump or pole vault competition.
Ken, I'm sorry to interrupt. Are you still talking?
I am still talking.
Okay, go ahead. Hey, is this your stick?
That's a real radio site gag, Andy.
Yeah. Matt's holding a big microphone on a big stick.
Thank you for explaining.
Yeah.
Yes.
If you're just joining us, we're trying to get Matt beaten up.
So we do have a bunch of willies sitting on the ledge of the front of WFMU. And we will simply place those willies.
Oh, for the love of God. No one cares. There's no one here.
Andy, I think
when will it dawn on you that we've failed here?
Andy.
Yes.
There's a large number of competitive hopscotch players on their way to WFMU right now.
It's fun to pretend, isn't it, Ken?
I know this for a fact.
Yeah, right.
They're coming not just for the $100 cash prize, but for the glory. Yeah. For the glory of winning the first ever WFMU Hopscotch Invitational.
You're still talking.
I am still
I guess
talking.
It's your station. You get to talk.
And it looks like our first competitor is walking up the sidewalk right now.
I don't believe it.
He's here. They come.
And, I don't believe it.
They definitely look. They are svelte. They look fit, buff. They've got to be hopscotch players. Oh, and they are crossing the street.
Yep.
They are crossing the street to avoid me. To me and Matt. And here's somebody riding.
Excuse me. Are you here illegally? Are you in this country legally?
He was
Do you have your papers with you?
That was a bicyclist, Andy. He looked like a white man.
Yeah.
So
he did.
Yeah.
A lot of them do look like a white man.
Maybe for that joke to go over bigger, you should wait until it's a brown person.
Can do. Thanks for the tip, Ken.
That would be hilarious.
Hey, Matt, Ken's giving me some tips. We're playing Can Matt Take a Punch?
Oh, I know Matt can take it.
Are you here legally, sir? Do you have your papers?
Oh, my God.
And, can I take a mental image of your girlfriend? Just want to look. Just a mental image.
It's not me.
Matt's running away now. We are going to lose our microphone on a stick, Andy, and Matt is just going to leave. So, Andy, I know that you wanted to bring back live sports on the radio. That was the whole
idea. Yes, I think all of America has been missing live sports broadcasting. The thrill of competition, the thrill of the agony of defeat.
And that's why we have a $100 cash prize for tonight's first ever WFMU Hopscotch Invitational, playing by Scandinavian rules.
3 minutes until I completely give up.
We are not throwing down the willies tonight. We are placing the willies. Placing the willies level by level.
I don't understand why no one's showing up. You've been talking about willies for the last 10 minutes.
That's what they're called, Andy.
Yeah, I don't understand why that hasn't appealed to anyone.
In Ireland, they're called piggies.
Yeah. Ken.
In Scotland, I think they're called...
Ken.
Peavers.
Ken.
Yeah. Yes, Andy.
What's your plan B, buddy?
There is no plan B. I'm confident that we are going to have some of the world's greatest hopscotch athletes here tonight.
But we said 6 p.m. We gave the address.
Yeah, but, you know, they're trying to psych out their opponents. Yeah, I guess you've never gone to a really big track and field event. You've never seen the high jumpers, long jumpers, triple jumpers, pole vaulters try to psych out their opponents by passing. You know, they raise the bar to 6 feet, and then the high jumper will say, "I pass." And that's meant to psych out the opponent. That's exactly what's going on here.
It's your station, buddy. You keep talking.
Here comes a kid. He's wearing protective gear.
Yep.
He's wearing knee pads, perfect for playing hopscotch.
Yep. Okay. Seems like, look, it's a whole family.
Yeah. And I think he's ready or she's ready to play hopscotch.
I don't think so.
Hi there. Would you like to play hopscotch?
Yeah.
We have you know how to play hopscotch?
I can't believe that didn't work. Hi there. Would you like to play hopscotch?
Well, he wasn't a competitor. He was just a fan. The dad said, "Sorry, he's special." I swear that's what he said.
Yeah. Doesn't he know it's WFMU? We're all special.
I don't think he meant special in the good way.
Have you ever hired a disc jockey, Ken, that wasn't special?
They're all special.
They're all special, yeah, aren't they?
That's true. But he wasn't a disc jockey.
No. He was the other kind of special.
That kid in the orange shirt was doing hopscotch until he got to the hopscotch board, and then he stopped.
Kenny.
We do have a parking spot here if anybody wants to bring down their kid. Some people think kids are better at hopscotch. I differ on that. But we do have a parking spot right in front of the hopscotch board.
What's our address here, Kenny?
It's 43 Montgomery Street in Jersey City.
It might not be. You might have that wrong.
No, it's definitely 43 Montgomery Street.
Have you been, buddy?
I've been good. How about you? I've been on vacation this week.
You've been at one of your... Which one of your houses have you been at?
I've been up in Sussex County.
Have you been on the lake?
Yes, I've been on the lake where you wouldn't know that anything in the world was wrong.
It sounds like a very special place, Kenny.
Yeah, it is. Special in the good way.
I know you've had your family with you.
Yep.
But you've had a good week anyway.
Yeah. No, it's been great. My son and daughter are there.
Hey, Ken, what's going to happen to the world?
Well,
you're a smart guy. You read articles on the internet.
I do.
You look at all the graphs.
Yes. Well, I would tell you, Andy, that it's been a great intermission to the pandemic. We are nearing the end of the first intermission of the great 2020 pandemic, but it's coming to an end. Hospitalizations are going up again in about 23 states. And whether we have another lockdown, anybody's guess. But I would
yeah,
say...
Yeah, 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 anybody's guess, but I'm asking you. You don't guess. You're a station manager.
Yes, I am.
When... Here's my question. Give me a month and a year the next time I'm going to be eating at a buffet.
Oh, Andy. You're never going to be eating at a buffet again.
I bet you I will.
No, your buffet days are over.
You mean that buffet I had, in mid-February was the last buffet of my life?
I'm afraid it is, yes.
It wasn't
but only
even,
because
it
you're
wasn't
so old. Only because you're so old. If you were younger, I'd say perhaps you have a shot at eating at a buffet again.
You mean the buffets are 20 years out?
Yes, around that, something like that. Oh, man, here's a couple of skate punks.
Yeah.
Oh, man, they went the other way. Too bad.
They went the other way.
Yeah.
That's kind of the epitaph for our hour together tonight, isn't it? They went the other way. Andy, hey, what happened to the listeners? They went the other way.
I thought for sure we were going to have a good crowd tonight.
Yeah, I know you did, Ken.
Yeah, because there were a whole bunch of people who were saying, oh, I'll just stop by at the hopscotch tournament to exchange my medium-sized T-shirt for a large T-shirt. And we were like, no, no, the crowds are going to be too great. It's going to be too chaotic.
Yeah.
Don't do it there.
Why did we hire these three guys for crowd control? What a waste of money. Hey, I heard a funny joke this week.
Yeah, tell me.
Why did the chicken commit suicide?
I don't know. Why did the chicken commit suicide?
To get to the other side.
Oh, that's pretty good.
That's pretty good.
Not good enough to make me laugh, but...
No. No, but it's enough to make you consider laughing.
Yeah, yeah. Absolutely. That was funny enough to make me consider my options. Laugh-wise.
Well, it's 7 o'clock.
Did you? It's not 7 o'clock. It's not even close.
It's 7 o'clock in my soul. Let me finish.
Is that all there is?
Is that all there is? All right, I'm going to get Matt beaten up. There's no one walking by.
There's nobody walking by. No, Andy, you know, New Jersey is still on lockdown. WFMU is still on lockdown. How are things in Madison?
You know, it's interesting. Madison, our family is taking this pretty seriously. We've been very vigorous, and we've been in a bubble. But just observing people, I think they've been inching closer.
Oh, absolutely.
3 weeks ago, everyone was staying a good 8 feet away. And then every weekend, you notice they're getting closer and closer. And I guess at this rate, by next weekend, they'll be dry humping each other on my lawn.
I shook somebody's hand last Saturday.
It must have been a very important person.
He was my roofer.
You really shook his hand?
Yeah, he came by because a bear ripped off the side of my garage. So he came by and fixed it. He did such a great job. I shook his hand.
Wait a minute. You have a bear story? You don't lead with your bear story?
Sorry.
You've been talking about Scandinavian hopscotch rules to the air? You have a real bear story?
Yes, a real bear story.
You son of a bitch.
Yes, sorry.
You son of a bitch. We're 20 minutes in. It's like we've been crawling through Death Valley, and you just said, how do you like my canteen filled with ice water? Tell me your damn bear story.
Okay. I was keeping my garage, my garbage in the garage.
Yeah.
Because I don't have pickup. I got to take it to the dump.
This is out on your lake in Suffolk County.
Yeah, up in Frankfort Township, New Jersey.
Is there a bear problem around there?
I don't consider it a problem.
I know, but I'm sorry. Are there bear? I'm talking. Would a sane person say there's a bear problem?
I guess a lot of people would say it's a bear problem. Yeah, they've been allowing hunting of bears almost every winter now, going back like...
Okay.
Yeah.
So
there's a lot of bears. There's a big bear that comes by our house every night at 9:30. Every night.
Hey, sir. Excuse me, sir. I'm talking to you. You want to hear a bear story? Yeah. My friend has a bear story. Excuse me. Gentlemen, you want to hear a bear story? 50 cents. A bear story.
They're still walking.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So go ahead. So you put your garbage in the... garage.
Put my garbage in the garage, and I guess we had not taken it to the dump for a week or 10 days, so it was probably getting pretty smelly. And I walked by the garage, and I noticed that the entire exterior wall of the garage had been ripped off.
Wait a minute. This is a bear story, but there's no bear.
Well, I found
There's evidence of a bear.
Yes, there's evidence of a bear.
Oh, for the love of God. Okay, go back to hopscotch. For the love of God.
Okay,
that's
Andy.
No bear story. That's like saying, hey, you want to hear a bear story? I saw some bear poop. Excuse me. What? Do you have a bear story? You ever seen a bear in real life? Ever encountered a bear?
He's saying no. He's saying no, no bear. But he wants to talk bears.
Hey, man. Hey, you know what we're trying to do? We're trying to get people for $100. We have $100 cash. Have you ever played hopscotch?
Yeah.
You do? Okay. There's a hopscotch board right there. If you play hopscotch right now, you'd be in first place.
Okay.
Okay, there it is. Do you know the rules of hopscotch? It's right there on the street. What is your name, sir?
Jay.
Jay. That's easy to remember.
Okay.
Okay.
You want to start down there?
Yeah, Jay, well, I've put the Willie on square number one.
He doesn't know what a Willie is. Jay, have you ever heard the term Willie before?
No.
My friend's just showing off. Yeah. Ask him to tell you his bear poop story.
Tell me your bear poop story.
Yeah.
I don't have a bear poop story. I have a bear destruction story. There's a unicyclist coming down the bike lane.
You're gonna hope for a bear poop story.
Ride that wheel. All right,
Jay. Let's see how it's done. Jay is picking up the Willie.
He's picking up the Willie. He's tossing it, and it lands between 5 and 6.
What does that mean?
That means that he has to go down to 10. And then come back.
No, doesn't he have to start at 1?
Yeah, he starts at 1, yeah.
Down to 10.
Yeah, down to 10, turn around.
No, he has to drop it at 1. You do 10 squares, one at a time.
Well, no, he's playing by American rules.
You mean he just leapfrogged
Jay
over.
Plays hopscotch his own way. He's doing great. Oh, my God, he did amazing. He's on 10, and now he's turning around.
Yeah.
8, 9, 7, 5. Well. That was very good, but you got to pick up the Willie.
I got to pick up the Willie.
Do it again? Should we give him another shot, Andy?
I don't know. Is this our winner? Wait.
Well, I mean, Andy, it's not. We're not even halfway through.
Yeah, we're halfway through, Ken.
No, it's only 6:27.
Ken, it's 10:30. We've been doing this for 3.5 hours. I don't have to look at my clock to know that.
Should I do it again?
Yeah, you do it again, Jay.
Well, Andy, what are we just going to give
Jay? No, Jay has no idea how important he is to you and me right now. Jay, you're the lifeline.
Okay.
Okay, go ahead, Jay. You do it again.
All right, it landed in 6.
Okay.
He's on 3, 4, 7, 8, 9, 10. He turns around. Oh, he fell out of the box.
I suppose it.
Yeah, you got to stay in the box.
Oh, sorry.
Oh, God.
Nah, you're telling me all the new moves every time.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, it's Ken, let's move the goalpost Freeman.
And now you pick up 6. He's picked up 6.
Yeah.
And he's on 4, 3, 2, 1. Oh, he did it.
I did it?
He did it.
I don't want to step out the box now.
I think this guy just won $5.
Oh, man.
So, Andy, you're giving away the cash prize bit by bit?
You tell me, Ken. I'll do whatever you say.
I put the $100 in an envelope and sealed the envelope.
Oh, then it's impregnable. I can't imagine anyone cracking that.
I'll give Jay $5.
All right. Congratulations, Jay.
Thank you.
Tell Jay to stand by. He's got his $5.
Hey, where'd you get the $5?
Here you go, Jay. You have a promising career.
What happened to the
$100? Promising career in hopscotch.
Well, Jay, the $100 is if we have like other competitors and
you
win.
Oh, okay.
If you want to hang around. We have another half hour here.
We do have another.
I'll come back.
Okay.
Oh, how I envy you. Look, you're walking away. Oh, I envy you that. Yeah, oh, my God, you lucky man.
Jay, come back at 7 and you could win the other $95.
Okay.
He's going to, Andy. He had good form.
I'll be on the New Jersey Turnpike.
No, I could see that he's played hopscotch before.
So that's an option we have not considered, that we can stop people, strangers, as they walk past. You know what we should do? We should tape a $5 bill to the end of Matt's microphone and wave it in people's faces.
Yeah.
That'll get them to stop.
Yeah.
I'm not going to do that.
Oh, where did
it? Yeah.
Oh, look who grew a spine.
Can you hear Andy? Is he coming through the amp?
Yeah, I can hear him.
Oh, good. Okay.
We're so proud of you, Matt, for standing up to Andy, to the tyrant Andy.
I'm not going to wave $5 in people's faces.
I know, you might make too many friends.
Is that how you make friends?
Well, I know that's how you go whoring. When you and I go whoring, we just go into crack houses waving $5.
Are you guys still whoring at crack houses?
Oh, we've cut back.
You never invite me.
Well, now we just stick to our regulars because of the pandemic.
Yes. Gotcha. So, anyway, Andy, you were asking me what's going to happen. I do think that this is going to be the last chance for quite a while that we're going to be able to have
to play hopscotch.
A public sporting event in front of WFMU. Memorial Day weekend just ended, so I think in 3 weeks the numbers are going to be off the charts again.
Maybe. Here's what I think. Nobody knows nothing.
How's your hoarding going?
The hoarding?
Yeah, not your whoring, your hoarding.
Hey, it sounds like we have the start of a really bad rap song going. Now, which one are you asking me about? Because they're both going fabulously.
The hoarding. Hoarding.
Hoarding.
Hoarding. Yeah, your garage, well, your garage full of personal protective equipment.
Well, I did have more than my share of hand sanitizer because I've been using it for years and buying little bottles. But
right.
But we've been going through that pretty quick.
Because, you know, the CDC just revised their advisory on hand sanitizer and, you know, touching things in general.
Oh, for the love of God.
They're pro-touching now.
Yeah.
The anti-touchy days are over, Andy.
So I've heard.
Yeah.
Hey, wasn't I right, though? Will you give me this? Wasn't I right? You got to just admit that.
About what?
2 weeks ago, remember? A couple of weeks ago? In mid-May? Don't you remember I said this is weird?
Oh, yes.
And was I right?
Say, yeah. Yeah, you got that. You nailed it on the weird part.
No one gives me credit.
No.
I called it, man, like 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, good call.
Thanks.
Good call on that.
This is weird.
You mean the pandemic or you mean the program tonight?
Yeah, well, both. My favorite part of the pandemic is when people convince themselves and others they know what's going on.
You know, it took me 4 hours to set up tonight's program.
Yeah. It took me an hour to drive here.
Yeah, you know, I left my family and vacation to come here to do this.
Yeah. Andy. I left my home too. Honey, I've got to go. Beth, I got to go. We're doing hopscotch tonight.
Well, Andy, we have our hopscotch competitors here.
I don't think so.
Yes, we do. Monica's here.
I don't think so.
Yes, Monica's a competitive hopscotch player from way back.
Oh, we really do. We have two listeners that showed up.
Yes, here we are.
Get them on mic here. Here's a Willy for you.
Thank you.
And a Willy for you.
Willy.
Thank you. Now, when was the last time you ladies have played hopscotch?
Hopscotch? A very long time.
Well, I've jumped on the kids in my neighborhood make them all the time, so I periodically jump on them when I come upon them.
Right, and then you call the police on them. Now, where are you ladies from?
Well, I'm from Brooklyn.
I'm from Cranford.
And you guys are you guys rooming together during the pandemic, or you're?
No, this is my first social outing since like early March.
Okay, I noticed that you trust each other because you're standing relatively close.
Yes.
Yes.
So you've both been pretty careful.
Yes.
Oh, well, definitely. Good. We in Brooklyn. I have a roommate, and we at home we don't mask, but as soon as we go on the stoop in Brooklyn out, we mask up. So.
So this is a special outing for you. Now, you know, you are the only listeners that have shown up. We did corral one passerby.
Good.
About 10 minutes ago.
You always corral people.
I actually wasn't listening. I didn't know that there was anything going on.
Oh, I envy you so much. So there's our hopscotch board. Oh, say hello to Matt, by the way.
Hi, Matt.
No, you just wave. That's Matt, holding the stick.
Hi, Matt.
Matt. And Andy, would you care to explain the rules since you...
No, Ken, I know you live for it.
But you're changing the rules all around, so...
Ken, throw this down. How do I...
Yeah, no, I'm sorry. The board is behind you.
Yeah, we're using the...
On the street.
Olympic-size hopscotch board.
Ladies, you're terribly handicapped if you keep your knapsacks on.
Okay.
If you don't mind my saying...
Off.
Yeah.
Handicapped, is this like a race? Like, I've never...
And, I would take that.
And
also,
I know we have Monica, and what is the name of our other competitor?
Scylla,
okay.
Yes. Now, a lot of players have been taking their pants off. They find their pants...
I'm not taking anything else off.
Well, I'm just saying that a lot of competitors have found that going pantsless gives them a little advantage.
Well.
Okay.
Pantsless, there's often times when pantslessness is great. I have found.
Pantslessness is third in line to godliness.
Yes, certainly, that too.
At least.
At least.
All right, Scylla's about to throw the willy.
Is that what I do? And then
yeah,
what do
throw
I
down the willy.
Is she supposed to just drop it on the on number on
where
the first
I
square?
Drop it? On one or
well,
six
10. If I would say if somebody gets 10.
Okay, I'm going to try. I'm shooting for 10. It's my bocce moment, okay?
Okay.
Oh, okay, and she hit 7. That's pretty good.
Okay, so
that's
now
pretty good. So now you go down, you go to 10, and you turn around. Don't step outside the box.
Insanity.
You can jump in 7.
No, you have to jump over 7.
Okay, you can jump over 7.
There it is.
And Scylla's on 10, and she's turning around.
Oh, so
and now you pick it up.
So, Ken, you're not enforcing the step on the line rule?
No. All right, Scylla has cleared level 7.
So,
Ken, you are randomly enforcing rules. You'll enforce rule
you're
B, D, E, and
no,
G.
No, no. We are no longer playing Scandinavian rules. We are now playing strict Danish rules. And Scylla's in the lead with level 7. And if Monica wants to win,
8 or 9 or 10.
Then, yeah, Monica has to put the willy down in square 8, 9, or 10.
Guess who's been Googling hopscotch all week?
Yeah, you got me. Not too far. Yeah.
Oh, 6. Okay, looking good. Wait, why can't that? Wait, so now what?
You have to do 1. Got to jump on
5. Oh, for the love of God.
Well, Monica could clear level 6.
That's right. If she clears level 6, doesn't she go again, Kenny?
Yeah.
Sure.
So wait.
Yes.
I do. Like
one,
this?
Two,
yeah, so
one,
now you jump
one,
into
one,
two, jump into square 1 and then 2,
it.
3.
Monica, you could do it.
Monica, you're keeping your pants on?
Yeah.
With pants. With pants, ladies and gentlemen.
And then you stop at 7 and pick it up.
Oh, there that's
you
the
go.
Move. That's the... That's the money move.
Nice.
There it
we
is.
Go. Woo! Monica's cleared level 6.
All right, cool.
So Scylla's still in the lead.
Okay.
At level 7.
Am I trying to get to 10?
Now, Scylla, you're in the lead, so this is a strategic decision you have. Now, you could pass.
No, I don't want to pass. I like the game.
This can't be even close to real rules.
I'm playing.
Hey, Matt, put the microphone on the ground, on the
Danish,
other near the board
Danish
when they're
rules.
When they're
I'm
hopping.
I'm trying to get to 10.
Oh, wait, hey, they look who's coming. It's Jay.
Jay is back.
It's your arch nemesis.
Jay is back. We have a contest.
Jay, can you beat these women, do you think?
I'll try.
Jay, there's $95 left in the pot.
All right, I'm throwing my whatever this is. What is this called?
It's called a willy. Yeah.
I'm throwing my willy, okay?
Jay, the next round is pantsless.
Oh, look at that. It's right on the line between 7 and 9. We're going to call that an 8.
Oh, for the love of God.
8.
It's an 8. So Scylla is going for 8. She's on 7.
Oh.
Isn't she out?
Yeah, I'd say you're out, Scylla.
Out.
Sorry.
But you know, Monica did that, but you didn't see. So I'm just going to keep jumping. It's so much fun. But you won.
And here, Jay, I can give you your own willy here.
Well, no, ladies, you have some real competition. Jay actually came back. No one's ever said they'd come back.
I said
and
I was
then really
right
came
back.
All right, Jay, the number to beat now is 7.
Okay.
Scylla cleared level 7, so you want to throw it on 8, 9, or 10.
We have 3 people playing hopscotch and over twice that number listening to the broadcast.
Oh, perfect. Jay hits 8. All right, if Jay clears 8, then he's in the lead. Oh, he's so good at this. And he's got sequin shoes.
Yeah.
Oh, my God, he's so good at it.
He's making it look easy.
He has cleared level 8.
I do. I do.
Oh, wait.
How could you tell?
He's got that balance. Oh, I'm just on 1 foot. No problem.
Wait,
no problem.
Ken, isn't that
no
cheating,
problem.
Ken, having good equilibrium? Isn't that like cheating?
No, I just started yoga.
No, that's allowed.
It's kind of like cheating.
That's allowed, Andy.
Being in shape?
For crying out loud.
Okay, that's allowed.
All right, Monica, would you like to take a shot?
Yeah, Monica, you're next. You have
all
to
right.
get
to.
Level 8 is the level 2 beat.
Monica, pants off.
Take your time.
Monica's throwing down her willy. She has to hit 9 or 10. Oh!
It almost
went into the sewer grate, but Matt Warwick picked it up and saved it.
All right,
Scylla.
Off her willy.
I think he won.
Well, no, we keep going until the end of the show.
We do? Oh, good.
Or until somebody.
Do I keep trying 8 or go to 7?
We keep going until the end of the show.
Yeah, you want to hit 9 or 10.
Whichever comes first.
Oh, and she missed the board.
Let me try again. What fun.
Yeah, yeah. We'll give you three tries.
Okay, we're only going to give you 103 tries.
No, Norwegian rules, Andy. You get three tries.
Seven again.
She's at seven, which she has. You've already done it, so you don't have to. It doesn't make sense to do it again.
You can't discourage. And don't you know how crucial each person is?
But Scylla has already cleared level seven. Would you like to sing a song?
Okay. This is a song I learned when I was like four. I sung it my whole childhood. Okay. White coral bells upon a slender stalk. Lilies of the valley line my garden walk. Oh, don't you wish that you could hear them ring? That will happen only when the fairies sing.
Hey, if you're just tuning in, this is the last broadcast of 7 Second Delay.
That's a song
this
that
is
goes
the end.
With hopscotch, I'd say. Because the same time I was playing hopscotch, I was singing that song.
I always said, when we touch bottom, I will know it. I always said that to you, didn't I, Ken?
You did, Andy. Monica, it's your turn. Would you like to try to beat level 8? Okay.
This is it.
Okay, where's my Willie? Where is your Willie?
This is it.
Here's another Willie for you.
Jay, neighborhood Jay, for yoga student Jay, two middle-aged women.
Jay is in the lead.
Playing hopscotch.
At level 8. Monica throws the Willie and misses.
I'm up at 7.
Okay, Jay, would you like to try to beat level 8?
Ken, are you getting paid each time you say the word Willie?
Exactly.
Oh.
He is getting paid every time.
And Jay, it rolled down the street, the Willie. Didn't go into any. And now Scylla's up. Scylla's turn.
I don't know where my Willie is.
I have extra Willies over here.
I don't know that Dante poem very well, Ken, but isn't this one of the levels of hell?
On.
No.
Like
oh, the Inferno?
Isn't this like the eighth level of hell? Two middle-aged women and Jay playing hopscotch for an hour.
We have more competitors than I thought we would get.
No, that's not true. You're
okay,
revising
Jay,
history.
Jay's in the lead with level 8. Would you like to try to exceed level 8 or just sit back and force Monica and Scylla to beat you?
Give us some more pandemic predictions. The guy who planned the hopscotch tournament is giving us pandemic predictions now.
Andy, you were the one who wanted to do hopscotch. This was your idea.
It was?
Yes. This was your idea.
That's not how I...
Oh, we have some excitement, Andy.
Yeah, what happened?
Hang on.
What happened?
Let me just set this up. Scylla hit square 10. She's on 5 and 6, 7, 8, 9. Now she picks it up, turns around. Oh, my God, it looks like she's going to do it.
I'm going to do it.
She did it!
Wow.
She cleared level 10.
Wow. Well,
is mine.
Well, that is, well.
And now let's give Jay and Monica a chance to match level 10. They get three tries. Oh, Jay throws the Willie. It falls out of the board. Matt Warwick picking up by the sewer grate, handing it back to Jay. Jay and Monica each have three tries to beat level 10, and Monica misses the board.
So you three will have a great story. How did you catch COVID-19? Oh, it was from an infected Willie.
And now Jay's taking his second try. Jay is taking his second try to match level 10. Oh, he hits level 7, which he has already exceeded. So it goes back to Monica. Monica, would you like to take your second shot? Oh, this is just like the pole vaulting finals at the 1976 Olympics. Oh my God, she's right on the line between 8 and 10.
All right.
Let's take that as an 8.
Oh.
Sorry.
Hey, Ken, my family was going to go to Florida.
Can't count that, Monica. Sorry.
Do you think we're going to get to Florida this Christmas?
Nope.
Do you think planes will be flying this Christmas?
Yeah, planes are flying now.
How will we get to Florida? Once we get to Florida, you can rent a house.
Remember when Disneyland did say they were reopening today.
To get to 10.
or they announced that they were about to reopen.
Yeah, you almost did it last time. All right.
Boy, does everyone have an opinion.
Andy, remember when you thought you were going to make it to the Olympics in Tokyo? That was funny.
Man, you know what? We could do a whole show about trying to get my money back.
All right, Monica's going to take this. This is Monica's final attempt. She throws and misses.
Hey, next week we have a great show lined up, don't we, already?
Oh, yes, we do. Yeah, next week we're finding a date for Michelle with one L.
Hey, why don't you ask Jay? Hey, Jay, yeah. Are you a single guy?
Yeah.
You have a job?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Oh my That's God. It. The show's over. We don't have to go, we don't have to do it next week.
All right, Jay's taking, is this his second or third try,
Michelle,
Matt?
If you're listening, his name is Jay.
All right,
Jay.
This is Jay's final shot at level 10. Oh, and he hits level 9. That makes Scylla the winner.
Michelle, he's perfect for you. Michelle, he's athletic.
Yeah, you win $95.
He can jump on one foot, and he has $5.
Oh, wow. Thank you, guys.
Okay, Jay.
Thank you. Have fun. Hey,
Jay, if you break Michelle's heart, we'll never forgive you.
Here's a bumper sticker for you.
Oh, yeah, give him a bumper sticker, Ken.
Scylla, here's your $95.
$95.
And here's a bumper sticker for you.
Monica, up your car. Thank you.
Another one? There you go.
Where'd you get the
$95
from? Is this legal?
It's from. It's mostly from Andy.
Wait, Kent. Now, don't we have like 10 minutes left?
Yes, we do.
But we have no money left. We have no prize
money
left.
No money.
Andy, you should sing a song.
We have no hopscotch left. No, ladies, one song per hour. I'm afraid that I don't make the rules. I'm so sorry.
I thought she should sing a song.
No, ladies, I'm so sorry. We've hit our song quota.
I've never heard of this song quota.
Well, I know. I've been reading. That's how COVID has been
spreading. Let's have another song.
No, Ken.
Andy loves music.
No, Ken. I used to love music.
COVID is sweating from... I'll sing two lines from a song.
No, go ahead. Sing the entire song.
I don't know the entire song. My boyfriend's favorite song. He was a guitar player.
Yeah.
He was in a band called the Reverb Mother
Effers. Oh, I remember them.
Reverb Mother Effers. My husband. And anyway...
Your husband's not...
His favorite song, I want to hang my balls on your Christmas tree.
Well, I can see how,
well, that was good.
See how you fell in love with him right away.
I fell in love with him right away, man.
Is that Kim? Not Kim R, is it?
His name is Skinny John.
Oh, Skinny John. I remember Skinny John.
Did you know him?
Yeah, I saw them play a couple of times.
Oh, they're great live.
Oh, you saw them play. Cool.
Hey, did they when you saw them live, Ken, did they do that Balls on the Christmas Tree song?
Well, yeah, they did.
He passed away February 14th.
Oh, baby, I'm so sorry.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah, sorry for your loss.
So it's sad times, but that was his favorite song.
You know what?
I swear to God, all time, no matter what, that was his favorite song.
It's a great way to remember him.
He would sing it every Christmas. He would practice for 2 months on a ukulele or whatever. And then he'd sing it for like days and days before, during, and after Christmas.
Yeah, they played an FMU benefit at Coney Island.
Oh, yeah. Wow, that must have been great.
Well, you know what? Now we all miss him. That's a wonderful memory.
Yeah, very wonderful. Thank you, guys. That
okay,
was very
God
wonderful.
Bless you.
Yeah.
Enjoy your night.
Thank you,
Scylla.
You made Andy shift from snarky to sincere in the blink of an eye.
Oh,
I
could pretend to be sincere almost instantly.
I'm a minister's daughter. I could do it anytime.
Exactly. It's my strength. It's my main skill set.
Cool.
So
what
Kenny,
else happens in this hour?
What else happens?
Exactly.
Oh, my God. That's exactly what I was just wondering.
Yeah, well, we can promote next week's show.
Cool.
Yeah, because promoting this week's show worked so well.
There's a challenge going around on Facebook, whatever, of you give us your 10 best albums that influenced your life or something like that, your music taste or whatever. Now, I'm not doing the challenge, but several friends are, including Monica.
I have
to say that I didn't have any albums that had that effect on me, but I had radio. And FMU, when I was like in ninth grade, when I was like 13, 14, 15, 16, WFMU was the bomb. It was so good. And that was what
Explain, I'm sorry to interrupt. We should explain that bomb, in this case, is a good thing. It's not like the bomb we dropped on Hiroshima. Which was a bad thing. It's a good thing, like the bomb we dropped on Nagasaki.
Right, the expression,
yeah.
It's the bomb.
It's the bomb, yeah.
WFMU is the bomb, was the bomb, We'll be the bomb. How about that?
Oh, thank you, Scylla.
Yeah, that means the world to Ken.
At Jazz 88, I have to admit, that was the other one. That was my life. Jazz 88 and WFMU.
Yeah.
Yep.
Thanks for plugging the other station, too. and thank you for killing 60 seconds.
Excellent.
Thank you.
Whatever you need.
Every second you kill is a gift to me.
I'm glad to see you during the lockdown. It was like, we just happened to be passing by. It's good to see you all.
Oh,
alive,
God bless you guys.
Well.
Stay healthy.
Stay
if
well.
If you want to stick around, Ken's going to tell his bear story again.
Again?
Ken actually had a near-death encounter with a bear up at his lake house.
Well, actually, yeah, it was very impressive. The bear.
Oh, wait, hold on. There's a hopscotch champion. Don't put that $95 away, ladies.
$95.
What's your name, sir?
Matt, get him.
Michael.
Michael, if you can beat these ladies at hopscotch, there's $95 in it for you.
Wait, Andy, Scylla won the $95.
No, are you kidding?
I've never played hopscotch.
Michael could take Scylla and grab the money.
The trick is in how you throw the little willy. The willy, yeah. How you?
Yeah,
throw
the willy.
Willy.
Give him a willy.
Yeah, exactly. The what? The
give
willy.
Him a willy. Ken, don't you understand we're in overtime?
Okay, here you go. There's a willy.
Okay, if you can hit 10, if you can toss it to Ken.
10.
So if he can hit 10, what? You're going to make Scylla give him half her money?
Not half. There it is.
Whoa, there Michael it is. Hit 10.
You go, Michael.
What do I do?
Wait a second.
Michael.
Andy. Wait a
Michael,
second,
Michael, you're
Andy.
Just you're just 20 hops away. Jump. From taking the money out
like
of this
one,
woman's
two,
pocket.
Two?
Yeah, one, two.
Ken, the trophy was awarded
now
prematurely.
Stop there. Oh, okay.
Yes.
Pick it up.
He's doing great.
And then come back.
Oh,
he's perfect.
He almost fell over.
He's perfect. Perfect.
Oh, he did it. He
perfect.
Hit level 10.
Perfect. Okay, now.
Andy, I think you need to take another $100 out of your wallet. And
I
give
have
it
$4
to
in cash in my wallet. This gentleman, as far as I'm concerned, just won $95.
All right, you give him $95. Because Scylla already won the first cash
prize. Scylla
tries.
Made the strategic error of not dashing away. Scylla lingered. How?
It was fun, even without the money.
Even without the money? What the hell? What's your angle? What are you after?
I'm just walking by.
All right, give him some money. Somebody give him some money. Matt, give him $95.
I don't have any money on me, Andy. I took all the money I had and put it into Scylla's.
Give him a bumper sticker. Give him something.
Okay. Here you go, Michael.
I will take this.
Good job.
Yeah. Hey, Michael. $1. Michael, why don't you?
$1.
Michael, why don't you share your favorite WFMU memory with us?
He's not an FMU listener.
Exactly.
I actually am. I just.
Oh, okay.
I didn't even know you guys were open.
Yeah, we're
closed.
Open.
Oh, yeah. Open is a funny word, isn't it, Ken?
So what is your favorite FMU memory?
I guess getting that bumper sticker.
The pierogi party with
DJ Stashu.
Yes.
Oh,
that was
yeah.
It. That was very fun.
Oh, great. So you're not only a hopscotch expert, but you're a pierogi connoisseur.
I've never played hopscotch in my life. That was literally my first time.
Wow.
Wow. That means very
well
little
done,
to me.
Michael.
My favorite
thank
FMU
you.
Memory, I guess, is driving home tonight in 8 minutes.
Andy, we have an audience. Matt, would you like to interview our audience now? Who do we have here on bike number one?
This is Marty.
Hey, Marty.
Ken, you going? Idiot. That's bike number two. You idiot.
Hi.
Now, were you just driving by randomly, or did you hear us on the radio?
We love WFMU.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah, we just cruised by to see what was going on, and we didn't know that you guys were doing this. So
it's like a dream come true for you, isn't it?
Yeah,
it
most people didn't know.
Yeah, I would say that's true, Ken. Most people did not know.
Yeah, by far.
I think we've proven that. Yes, by far, Ken.
So what is going on here?
Oh, Ken, why don't you tell him? Start with the willy. Start with explaining the willy.
It's the first and last WFMU Hopscotch Invitational. And Scylla here won most of the cash prize. Michael matched what Scylla did, but there was no money left to give him any.
Yeah, we prematurely declared a winner.
And Andy's too scared to come outside.
Oh, okay.
I'm just thanking the Lord for the lock on this door.
Did you really lock the door?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, the first thing I did.
Wow, he really did. He really locked the door.
I wouldn't be here otherwise. So, Ken, now we have a little time to plug next week's show. It's going to be, will it be on Zoom? Will people be able to call in via Zoom?
Yeah, I think we are going to somehow do it on Zoom. We're going to be speed dating, I guess, trying to find a boyfriend for Michelle with one L.
Any guy would be lucky to spend some time with Michelle.
Lucky. Lucky is putting it mildly. Andy.
I wonder, I guess we'll interview Michelle and try to gauge what she's looking for.
Well, she's looking for a guy like Jay.
She's looking for a guy that has seen a paycheck in his life.
I guess so. You'll have to ask Michelle.
Yeah. But I'm a big fan of hers, and that should be fun. That would be our first non-pandemic show in a while.
Yeah, in 2 months.
Do you think we can go a whole hour and not mention the virus?
Let's try.
Starting now. Yeah, let's try starting now.
Yeah, why don't we try to get through the remainder of the show without mentioning you know what?
Yeah. Fine. Hey, let's try to go the remainder of the show without saying anything interesting or entertaining. Okay, you go first.
This is WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope.
So you saw some evidence of a bear on your property.
He ripped off both sides of my garage, Andy, with his bare hands.
Well, you don't know that. He could have used a pair of pliers.
No, I saw.
You saw the bear?
We did see the bear.
Oh,
yes.
I'm so sorry. I owe you a big apology. One of many.
Were claw marks on both sides.
Wait, but describe the bear sighting.
He was a big black bear, probably about 300, 400 pounds.
What time of day or night was it?
He comes by every night at 9:30.
And do you cower in the house?
No. We don't go outside.
Do you have any pictures of him?
Not yet, no. But we'll get some.
So there's no real proof. You could just be saying this in a desperate...
No, there's a lot of witnesses, Andy.
Pathetic attempt at...
Many witnesses.
Hey, focus on me. I'll make up a bear story.
Hey, thank you, guys.
Hey, thanks.
You guys rock.
Thanks for coming down.
No, you rock.
Yeah.
Yeah, you rock.
And Scott Williams, if you can start up our theme song.
Who do we have to thank for this, Ken?
Well, we can thank Jeremiah for the newsletter.
Hey, to anyone who told us this might be a good idea, you can go to hell.
Well, this was your idea entirely, Andy.
So I should go to hell.
And let's see, besides WMFU Mount Hope, we're on 91.9 FM in New York City and Rockland County.
That's what they call hopscotch country, Rockland County.
Yes. Oh, hey, Andy, guess what? We're looking for a new billboard.
What?
We have an anonymous benefactor who has offered to restore the WFMU billboard.
Well, but it's kind of not worth as much, right? Because it's no one's commuting.
But I think the roads are as clogged as they usually are. I haven't noticed any reduction in traffic recently.
Just remind me, what billboard has worked for you in the past?
We had a billboard on Route 280 right over the Broad Street train station, but that one's occupied now. So we're looking for a new billboard in 91.1 FM country. That might be available.
Can I pitch you an idea off the top of my head?
Yes.
Big letters, four words.
Yes.
Thank you, anonymous benefactor.
How would that help WFMU?
Ah, right. Good point.
Yeah.
I'm not the advertising. I'm not the marketing genius.
You used to be.
I used to be.
Yeah. All right. Stay tuned. Stay tuned for Weekly World Blues with Matt Fiveash. Take it away, Scott.
Shut up. Shut up.
And this is the sound of the blues scale. The blues scale is very simple, very useful, but also very simple to build. All you have to do is know your minor pentatonic scales. So in this case, I was playing A.
The blues come so many different ways until it's kind of hard to explain. Thank you.
yes, you got them for sale. Hot tamale than the red hot, yes, you got them for sale. I got a good set, you long and tall, but you sleep in the kitchen with a piece in the hall. Hot tamale than the red hot, yes, you got them for sale, I mean. Yes, you got them for sale, yeah. Hot tamale than the red hot, yes, you got them for sale. Hot tamale than the red hot, yes, you got them for sale. She got 2 foot nickel, got 4 foot dime. Won't say more, but they ain't none of mine. Hot tamale than the red hot, yes, she got them for sale, I mean. Yes, she got them for sale, yes, yes. Hot tamale than the red hot, yes, she got them for sale. Hot tamale than the red hot, yes, she got them for sale. I got a letter from a girl in the room. Now she got some good she got to bring home soon. Now it's hot tamale than the red hot. Yes, she got up for sale, I mean. Yes, she got up for sale, yeah. Hot tamale than the red hot. Yes, she got up for sale. Hot tamale than the red hot. Yes, she got up for sale. Too hot for the billy goat back in the bone bean nest. Ever since daddy can't take his rest, yeah. Hot tamale than the red hot. Yeah, you got up for sale, I mean. Yes, she got up for sale. Hot tamale than the red hot. Yes, you got 'em a sale, man. Don't mess.